Wizards. Washington, the number two overall seed in the tournament. Indiana turns it over in the Bowling Green attacking third, and towards the end line is Apanunu on a cross across the box, and it comes down to Mayer on the opposite side, and Indiana's able to deal with it. Now quickly on the far side, dribbling towards the center of the pitch, it's Endele. Endele is tripped up, and now we've got a stoppage, and an immediate yellow card is issued. It's the first card of the match. Indiana tried to go quickly, but stopped by the referee, Eric Tattersall.
Kale Nichols,
Samantha, is the one who draws the yellow.
Nichols wasn't too upset about that. They knew they had to stop Indele somehow, and he just has so much speed behind him that was really the only thing that they could do was do the sliding tackle.
First card of the match issued. Indiana will have the free kick taken by Victor Bezerra for IU, their outstanding striker. Indiana's got two back and seven in front here, set up about 5 yards outside the top of the box. They don't send things in motion. Now they do, with everybody breaking towards the goal. Bezerra's ball comes to the far side, to the left foot of Wittenbrink. Wittenbrink turns it towards the goal line and across into the box. Bezerra with the foot on it, and Bezerra scores. They got Brendan Graves off the line, and Bezerra dribbled it home. The left side of the net left wide open, and Indiana takes a 1-0 lead.
You can definitely tell that Yeagley had a talk with Indiana in trying to get something to go offensively, and Victor Bezerra was just there at the right time for Indiana.
Not even 2 minutes into the second half, a mistake by Bowling Green, and frankly, Samantha, it wasn't the best ball off the foot of Bezerra on the restart. Wittenbrink really made that play and sent it into the box.
Yeah, Wittenbrink was just staying to the right of the goal there and trying to get it into Victor Bezerra, and a great cross to get it into him, and Victor Bezerra doing what Victor Bezerra does best.
Bezerra is the guy that you get it to. He came up to media availability on Friday, and for Indiana, said that, man, it was important. He said, you know, obviously would not have come back to play another season at Indiana. He said, and quote, "I came back to win the Natty," and obviously making his mark on this match and putting Indiana in front, a big goal. This is one of those matches. Now, again, Indiana has a style that is conducive to this kind of play with the defense that they have, but a 1-0 match was always a really distinct possibility here today, and that may end up being the game winner. There's still plenty of time to go, though. 2 minutes into the second half, and Bezerra gets Indiana on the board. Hoosiers gave up 3 to Penn State, 2 to Maryland, and those are the only two matches that they have allowed games, allowed scores since October 1st against Michigan. They had 7 straight shutouts, and then 2 more after Maryland, starting with Omaha, ending with VCU, and then Rutgers and Northwestern, the first 2 rounds of the Big Ten tournament. Indiana was denied a 4th consecutive Big Ten tournament title. But none of that matters right now. Endele turning things towards the box on the attack for Indiana. Endele still with it. His cross is blocked, and Bowling Green will go on the counter. That's chipped forward. Spencer Glass cuts it off and will blast it back to Roman Celentano. Indiana deals with it. Had possession basically the entire 3.5 minutes of this second half. Indiana, 8th straight season, receiving a national seed in the NCAA tournament, number 15 overall this year. Only 2 other teams in the Big Ten made the NCAA tournament. One was Maryland, who was upset in the opening round against Long Island 1-0. The other is Penn State, who is playing today against Hofstra. That kicks off at 5 o'clock. Ben Yeagley couldn't get that one away, and it comes down to Lacasco. Lacasco gets taken off his feet by Bezerra. He hits the turf, and now Indiana on the counter once again. Endele dribbling towards the middle, doing it all by himself, turns it to his right foot. Endele bumped off the ball, and no whistle. Ball comes popping up to Ryan Wittenbrink out towards midfield. tries to punch it forward for Spencer Glass. And apparently that does not go out, as it was near the touchline, slid and stayed in off the right foot of Joey Apanunu, the sophomore on the All-MAC second team. Bowling Green suddenly with it in the attacking third. Left to right here in this second half. And Muni will discard of that attempted cross. It'll be a throw for the Falcons on the far side near the flag.